Listen to these words of Kabir. Are you looking for me? I'm just next to you. My shoulder is against yours. You will not find me in the stupas, nor in the Indian shrine rooms, nor in the synagogues, or in the cathedrals, nor in the churches, nor in kirtans, nor in your legs winding around your own neck, nor in eating nothing but vegetables, when you really look for me. You will see me instantly. You will find me in the tiniest house of time, now. Kabir says, O seeker, tell me, what is God? He is the breath inside the breath. The mystics has gone on reminding you to come back to yourself. There is no need to seek outside. Everything you are seeking, longing for, is in you. God is not outside. Forget the churches, temples, the synagogues, all your prayers, going to the holy places. Come back to yourself. That is the hardest thing, because the habit is always to go out. The hard thing for a master, for a guru, is to bring you back into the moment, into yourself, into that which is always harmonious, quiet, clear. God is not outside, it is in you. So the further you go, the more lost. But of course, coming closer to yourself, closer to God, you have to purify yourself. You have to drop all that which you have been used to do, being unconscious, being lost in your mind, in your ideas. Dreaming about the future. You have to come to a point where you realize you have everything in yourself. That is the work. That is the hard thing, because everybody is so identified with their story. And that story makes you separate from the whole. That's why you have to lose yourself to find yourself. It's a paradox. You have to lose the story. What is absolutely necessary is to forget the past, to drop the past. Because the past is your whole story. Who are you without your story, without your past? Then you just now, here, fresh in this moment, innocent. But that is scary because you don't know how to function out of that. That is what it takes, the trust, the courage to start fresh with no burden of the past. So Kabir reminds us, oh seeker, tell me, what is God? He is the breath inside the breath. He is closer than you think. And all the ones who have explored the inner, the mystics, the gurus, the yogis, they have come across this mysterious breath. Like I said yesterday, life comes with the breath. So this body, this physical body, this matter, needs breath to live. But it's very mysterious because it comes from space, from emptiness. That is breath. You cannot see it, but it's there. So that's the same thing. You cannot have a proof. If you are totally in the mind, then you want proof for everything. So it is the invisible coming into the visible, which is your body. So it is a link between the matter, the body, and the spirit, space. And that is how man is. He is matter, but he's also spirit. So, forgetting that you have the spirit, you become only the matter, only body. That is the situation now in the world. People see themselves only as body. Then you get lost. And then fear comes. So people get totally absorbed in how they look, and they want to keep looking young because they only know about the body. And then fear of dying. Human beings never been so lost as they are now, because they totally identified with just the matter. They have forgotten about the spirit. So coming back to the breath, that can show you both the invisible. It's a deep science, because if your breath is harmonious, natural, then you are natural. You are at peace. So it's always an indication that you can catch yourself. Depending how aware you are, but if you feel tense, if you feel worried, if you feel angry, upset, if you consciously tune into your breath, which you are the master of, but you have forgotten, you can find peace again. So becoming a master of your own breath, it brings you back. The mind always comes and goes. It gets worried, it gets tense, it gets sad, it gets happy, it gets excited. is always changing, but something in you is always relaxed. That you can adjust with your breath. That's what the meditator should do, this key of breathing. Allowing yourself consciously to relax, to let go, to come back. Because the mind can only be in one place. So if you are present in your breathing, in yourself, then that's where the thoughts are. So you're helping yourself to be in the moment. Gradually, you get the knack of it. Unconsciously, you're all the time gone in your thoughts, in your mind, never present. And most people, they miss out their whole life. And so close, and that's maybe why we forget. Like Kabir said, friends, my disciples, where is God? He is the breath inside the breath. He is inside your own breath. But the breath is very silent. So you have to become very silent, very sensitive, to tune in to that which is always there. You have to turn your attention inwards, towards yourself. And the habit is to be occupied of that which is outside. Welcome to Sansa. Beloved Babaji, I have been feeling to write you for some time. But I always find resistance. I wanted to have written while I was traveling also, to have shared my gratitude for having experienced so many beautiful things. But I could never find the words. And today I noticed that there is something in the way. Something that has been here for more than a year since the Mystic Rose retreat. Resistance is an old habit. And you're used to sharing bad things or problems. And now you have to share good things. Now you have to get used to that. Positive things, no? It's new for you. You have to stand up for that positive. I had a very strong dream with you in the last day of that retreat, and I was never able to share this experience, neither with you nor with anyone else. It was very important to have kept this experience for a while and really feel it. But after some time, this started being a weight on me. That is a sign. If it's something that starts being a weight, a burden, that means you have to do something with it. You have to get it out, no? Your own intuition say it. You have to listen to that and trust your intuition. One of the things that stopped me from sharing was the feeling that I was stupid for giving so much importance to a dream. even more to a dream that brought memories of other lives. Again, all these things has been holding you back for so long, but you have to take the risk of being stupid. Who cares? That's why everybody is so boringly normal. Because they're afraid of being sticking out, to be a little stupid. And everything is so bored. That's how society is. You have to take risks to be alive. I always felt very strange for believing so much in dreams, but for me they have always been very real. Many times the dreams are more real than your ordinary life, because you cannot control the dreams. Or you control your life. There you can control, no? Your mind, your ego is there. In the dreams, ego is gone, no? It comes from a much deeper unconsciousness. And sometimes it can go even from deeper than that, depending on the person. It can be in contact with the past, it can be in contact with the future, no? Because you are not there as this normal person. You're more in contact with your consciousness. When you trust it and you live, your whole life become more truthful, more real, then dreams also start fading away. Because they don't need to give you those messages. I thought that it was not worth it to share, since nobody would believe it. And maybe you would say it's just a dream. Yes, but I would say even this is just a dream. Then? But first, you have to go through your dreams to understand that even this is a dream. That comes later, one step at a time. I talk about everything. And for me, it's not about believing or not believing. It is like it is, or it's not like it is. It's like that. It's not believing. But the dream was so important and real that I didn't want to simply disbelieve it. Yeah. You see, this is why I say many times for ordinary people, when they come, the dream, it can be much more real. Then when your mind comes back, then you're thinking, should I believe it or disbelieve it? Then again, you get wishy-washy. In the dream, you know. It is happening. In the morning, if you remember, if it's a strong dream, then that message is there. You don't disbelieve. It was your own experience. It's happening to you. It's your dream. How can you disbelieve? It happened. That is how the mind is. It always makes you disbelieve. And after cooking a lot by myself, I feel that I can speak about this experience with more acceptance. Yes, now you are here with me again, now you're coming more, you're trusting yourself more. Then you get the courage to stand up for what you really feel. And that's how you're going to get more strong in yourself. To trust yourself. I can speak about this experience with more acceptance. And it seems that the time of cooking has been enough. Yes, don't overcook. Maybe cooking is good sometimes, you know, if you're too raw to get you more soft, but overcooking, yeah? Is it time for cooking? Is it time for not cooking? Please don't overcook. I want to rid myself of this and I want to be able to surrender my heart, not fearing anything. The heart it surrenders by itself when you have understood that there is no fear. It happens by itself. You cannot surrender because then you are still there. The heart is much bigger than you. So when you take away that which holds the heart back, what holds the heart in prison, then the heart surrenders by itself. Because the heart understands. Only if you don't understand, then you cannot surrender. When you understand, you will surrender. The mind does never want to surrender. When you slip out of the heart, out of the mind, when you really are in tune with your heart, then it surrender. It is already surrender. In the dream, you were showing me something very strong, powerful, and something too painful that I had lived in another life, and you looked at me and said, I will show you. I will show you. But remember, this has already passed. Even that I will do. I will show you, but remember, it's already past. I'm saying I can go anywhere with you. I will show you so you understand. But for me, this is just a game. This is already history. But for you, it's important. So we can go there so you remember. You relive it. And then hopefully you will realize that it's no need to go to the graveyard. It's finished. It's the past. But we have been so identified with the past. The ego is just the past. And that's why it's so difficult to let go of the ego, because it's your whole identity. So even if the whole past is suffering, is pain, we still hold on to it because it gives you a certain identity. At least you are. If that goes, then who are you then? That takes trust. That's what you're coming closer to now. That opens a totally new world. I will show you, but this has already passed, you said. And with everything that you showed me, a very strong clarity came about a sadness that I have always carried in this life. And it's such an old sadness, and a sadness which has made me enter into such an unhealthy and destructive relationship with a man for so many years. Suddenly everything became clear. An unconscious memory of something very ancient made me seek in this life for the same pattern. It made me seek for captivity. It made me fall in love with the man who imprisoned me. That can go on for life into life. That's what you saw. Because it become a habit. And when you haven't reclaimed your own strength, your own clarity, then you can take anything. That's what many people, they still do. Any love, they are desperate. They think any love, which has nothing to do with love, the love I'm talking about, but they want so much a relationship that any fool will do. And it can go both ways. Because at least I have somebody. So even in this life, you ended up with that. Such an unhealthy and destructive relationship with a man for so many years. Luckily now, you have seen. It's almost unbelievable what we have done. But that's why I say, don't think about that. It's history. At least, if you think about it, then laugh about it then. But that's how stupid we are. You are with such a destructive fool. And it's not only your stories, there's many stories like that, no? At least you have something. At least you had an unhealthy relationship. It's much better to have an unhealthy relationship than no relationship, because we don't know how to be alone. Me and my unhealthy relationship. He beats me up sometimes and it's a lot of problems. He goes with other women. There's all that. But I have a relationship. It's more than you have. That is not the way to be together. How can any love, intimacy, trust come out of that? No. But this is a very old pattern for many women. You have to rise, reclaim your own integrity, your own strength. And the only way for everybody is to come back to themselves. Then you know your own worth. You don't give yourself away to any fool or to any situation. Be that anything. But that is at the peak. When Jesus, they have a story when he was in the desert, no? For so long, 40 days, he was meditating. The devil come and he offered him anything. Buddha also the same. I also had the same. You will have come a time where you will get tested. I could get anything. But it was too late. No interest. That is at the peak. Otherwise, maybe the anything, yes, 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 you want, because you have so many desires, so many dreams, so many fantasies. Anything will do. Hopefully, it comes to a time where you can be given anything. And you say, no, I have more than enough, thank you. Then you will get respect even from the gods. Then you get new playmates instead of a bad husband. Then they see that you are worthy, no? Nothing can tempt you. That's how it is. That you can only get by knowing yourself. I cried a lot because of this dream, and it has been with me until today. But what makes me write to you now is the part of the dream in which you said, it has already passed. Yes, because during this whole year, I have gone very deep in myself to try to heal myself. But I found out that I can't do it alone. I don't manage to do it. Then you are a lucky girl then. You are here. And sharing the dream with their people has helped me to take away a big weight off my back. This weight of the shame, of the fear, of thinking I'm separate from everything and everyone, a feeling that is part of the painful memories. It has passed, you said. And only today I can really listen to this. It has passed. Remember, all this is just in your memory. It is in your memory. Memory is part of the mind, of your thinking brain. And you are not that. When you get the glimpse that you are not that memory, then the whole past is gone. You are not the thing that you thought you were. In fact, you were not you. Then who are you? Then a different search starts. This is the whole misunderstanding. People put so much energy into something that is false, which is the ego, which is your whole memory of who you think you are. But you have something more. That memory has to do with your form, with your body. Then you forget your real nature, your true nature. Then it will be a problem. Because you focus on the false. Meaning the false is that which comes and goes. That is the dream. Find that which is always there, beyond the dream. That's what I meant. It has passed. No, it is a new start. And today I find myself stronger to leave behind what has passed, to live and to land in this life. That's great. Because this life is far out. When you start living, no? If you're full of fear, then you cannot live then, no? And you can only live totally if you leave behind what has passed, which is the past. So many beautiful things around me. And I could not open up to really live. Yes, this, again, you can only see when you see it. Then you think, oh my God, how is it possible? How could I miss? Then you also see this is the normal way of living. Ordinary people, they live, you would go like that through your whole life. Many people would, if they don't come in contact with someone, will remind them that there's more. Did you really come into my dream? I come into anything. It was so important for me. Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you, no? If you love, if you have a connection, if you have a trust, then it will be given to you. But what Jesus means, what I mean, is that which is real. the false will not be given to you. But if you are after the real, then that which is real will give it to you. Of course. That's what they want to give. So if you have a pure wish, if you really want to know, then it will be given. So you must have had the longing because you've been suffering. Not only in this life, but before also, you had enough. And that's what Buddha said, life is suffering, no? Life is suffering, that is the school we have to learn through suffering. Because we are so stubborn, it's the only way. If you only get ice cream all the time, you will never grow. You have to suffer, you have to become strong. Then, he says, but you can get out of the suffering. Listen to me, he said. Listen to the truth. That is the way. Start coming back. Ordinary life is suffering. But there is a way out. Then the whole teaching, what I call the homework, the purification, the coming back. Then, when that has happened, then life is not suffering. Life is bliss. It's like that. But for ordinary people, life is just suffering, problems, struggle, because they have forgotten the real. And there is not so many Buddhas who reminds them. And who cares about Buddhas anyway? Or who cares about gurus? What they care about is MTV, no? Image. And the world never been as lost and false as it now. This was so important for me, and this sentence, it has passed, frees me. That's beautiful. Let that be your mantra. That was my mantra to you. It has passed. Remember, whatever happens, it has passed. Let it go. Let go is the answer. Let it go. Don't cling. Don't hold on. Let go all the time. Be fresh. Then you're available for the next. I feel a lot of trust in you, Babaji, and this frees me. This love I feel frees me. It, that's true. That's absolutely true. This is how you start trusting your insight. Babaji says, it's true. I feel a lot of trust in you, Babaji. That's so clear, simple. Yes, because it was your own experience. You got freed. And this frees me. Yes, it frees me. The truth always frees you if you are available. Truth, ultimate truth, is liberation. It frees you from all suffering. That is the truth. Very good. The love I feel frees me, yes. Very beautiful. This is what frees you. This is what I'm talking about. It's the trust, the love. But you couldn't do it. It happened. It's very mysterious. I want to live and open up more and more to your light. Could you help me to go deeper? How deep you want to go? I think you're fine now. Are you fine? Yeah? You just digest this. Yeah? Because it's enough, I think, now. Huh? You're satisfied now? Huh? It looks like you have no problem now. No. Yeah. Like that. Do you need to go deeper? No. You see, this is how it works. Could you help me to go deeper? Yes. I can help you. I feel a lot of gratitude for this life now. And such enormous compassion for myself, for all that I have gone through. Yes, you will be grateful for everything because it is a divine plan for everything. And I didn't know how to do it differently at that time. I feel a greater trust being born in me. More trust and less fear. And I feel a desire to take a step now beyond this story, this past of mine. It was important to understand it, but I want to be more here, more now. Yes. It has passed, you said. I want to learn how to live. Thank you for the light that you bring into my life. You make me so happy. I love you, Sayra. Very good. Let it be a new beginning, Sahira, more in awareness, and really accept that the past is gone. It has passed now. It's a new beginning. And what a beginning. Let's celebrate, and then he's so happy. And it's past. All the bad is past. Remember, everybody who have any problem with cooking, all the process and like that, it has passed. Passed now. Finished. How does that feel now? It's passed. Finished. Some of you will be a little lost. Where's my process? I was cooking so much. No, Babaji says no more. What happened? Where's my cooking?
Took a walk by the river this morning. While everybody was still asleep. You gotta know what you're doing, brother. No need to fight for your right. Looking at the waves of the river, flowing down the flow, I heard this voice singing inside of me. I heard this voice inside of me.
It's a dance in the one, it's a dance in the one, it's a dance in the one. It's a dance in the one, it's a dance in the one, it's a dance in the one.
No need to know, no need to know. Where are you going with this flow? just like this voice of the river that sings so bright and so light. That it's all right, that it's all right, and it's all right.
Good morning.
Yeah, all right.
It's a dance in the one, it's a dance.
Beloved Guruji, I've been following your steps, feeling more and more the blessings of life at your feet, going deeper. Suddenly, I had a vision. I could see in a split second, like the gap between the thoughts, a little space of the depth of your purity. There I was, staring at this vast crystal state that you are, beloved. Tears just rolled down, but the feeling of sadness was felt and observed. Sadness because I could never be like that pure. It was not reachable, what I saw. It was impossible. Then whatever was going on the inside, changed, stopped. But this feeling I'm holding in my heart, the feeling of remembering this vision, because you are dissolving before my eyes as a projection, but not what you truly are. That is what is remaining. No, I can never be pure like you, but it also came an insight. Who cannot be pure? Purity is all there is, and it doesn't need you to be. So it's not impossible, it's already here. And this dissolving is being more clear, slowly, slowly, by your grace. I love you, my beloved, it is all I can say. And I thank you very much for all this love. You make my life so worth living because you are so beautiful. Eternally at your feet, yours, your Gita. No. So you had an insight into how things are. Then when that happens, then tears is rolling down. That's how it is, because you are in the awe. This you can only see when you disappear. That is what you call it, vision. It's an opening. It's an insight. And then sadness because I could never be like that pure. That is an idea. That you cannot be, because the problem is that you and everybody has mistakenly identified yourself with the body, with you. This is very deep rooted. That is what you are facing. That is what this dilemma. You say, I could never be pure, that pure. It was not reachable what I saw. No, it's never reachable for you as the person. That is the dilemma. So as long as you are you, this form, this body, this identity, you can never reach. You can have insight into reality, but you cannot stay there. That has to go. That is the rebirth. That's what you are touching. But also you say, I was dissolving before my eyes as a projection, but not what you truly are. That is what is remaining. Yes. Then again, no, I can never be pure like you. But I also came, it also came as an insight. Who cannot be pure? The ego can never be pure. This story, you can never be pure. You have to be gone for that purity to appear. This is the dilemma now. This is what I'm playing with all the time. You cannot do it. You have to be gone. But then, in that moment where you see the purity of me, of truth, there is nothing in between, then you are gone. Then your personality comes back, your mind comes back. Then it becomes a memory. A very nice one. It's much better to hold on to nice memories than bad memories. But I like you to go further. That why? I can never be pure like you. That is separation. And I always say, there is no separation. There is oneness. There is only God. No, everything comes from God. That means you are all God's children. We are all God's children. No? Where else could we come from? In the beginning, Big Bang, okay, then somewhere along, God came. Then after that, humans. First amoebas and all that. Then no, here we are. Everything came from God, no? Everything came from the source. Everything came from consciousness. Everything came from love. Then, how come you think I can never be pure as you? That is the whole difference. I remember my master, Osho, he said, the only difference between me and you is that I'm awake, you are asleep. But don't worry, soon you will also wake up. This is the process. So you are used to being separated, then you can never make it. You keep yourself small. I can never be pure as you. No. Because you are comparing, is you and me. But the purity is the same. And that's what they say in India. Many times I told you, Ramana Maharshi says, Guru, God, Self, One. So the Guru appears because you don't know. So he will remind you that this is how it is. There is no separation. As long as you see yourself only as a body and identity, then you will see the master also. The guru also is just a body. When you start losing your own ideas of who you are, your consciousness expands, then you will see more and more the purity that the guru has realized. That's why he is the guru, the master. the awakened, the self-realized has accepted that purity, no? That is to be awake. Then the one who is asleep has not accepted that. Then it comes to stage, great, you have insights. I can never be pure like you. But also came another insight. Who cannot be pure? Purity is all there is. And it doesn't need you to be. Yeah, who cannot be pure? This is the thing that has to be gone for the purity to settle. This is the misconception that we have. That is the trust, that is the rebirth, that's what consciously, unconsciously, you are going towards. Your whole story, when that story is finished, there is only purity, there is only seeing. But then there is no separation. For me, you are all awake, but you don't know it yet. That's the problem. Then I have to remind you, talk with you again and again, tickle your hair, silence and this, and cry and laugh and kiss you and all that. And then slowly, slowly, maybe you remember. Then you have a glimpse. Huh? But it also came an insight. Who cannot be pure? Purity is all there is, and it doesn't need you to be. No, because you is a separate. You is separate. You cannot hold on to the purity. You has to dissolve into the purity. That is the fear. That is the trust I'm talking about. So, more and more you have these glimpses, more and more you trust it. Because it starts changing your whole DNA, it changes your chemistry. It's so good, it's so tempting, because that's what you are longing for. And that longing is stronger than the mind that has fear. So the more the heart wakes up, the more that trust, the more the insight wakes up, the more consciousness wakes up, the more you can accept the truth as it is. There's nothing to do. It's just that this who cannot be pure. Yeah. This you who is separate can never be that pure. It can never be that pure. You has to dissolve into the purity. Then disappear into the purity, then you see the guru as he is or as she is, as purity, as yourself. That is the meaning the Zen master says, the master is a mirror, is reflecting you. You have forgotten, but the mirror is there to remind you who you are. So, you are just used to holding yourself down, to being separated. But that is a great, when you first can recognize it in your guru, that is a great opening, because now you have seen, you start trusting it. Ordinary people never trust, it's like not at all. So it's a very good insight. But don't hold yourself down and saying that you can never be that pure. That is the mind. It can never be that pure. But as soon as you leave that into your real nature, then you are as pure as you always has been. No, I can never be pure like you. That is the separation that talks. But it also came an insight, who cannot be pure? Purity is all there is, and it doesn't need you to be there. Exactly. So this is the now trust more that. It doesn't need you as the old identity to be there. Everybody is afraid to dissolve. That's why I said only you need a master to tempt you. When you get the taste of how delicious is this dissolve, then you're still here, but without your problems. I love you, my beloved, is all I can say. And I thank you very much for all this love. All rivers, they say all rivers are afraid when it comes close to the ocean. No, the river here is very... I'm the only river here. It goes pop, 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 pop. And then it becomes a waterfall. Strong, full power. Then it comes close to the ocean. Can you imagine? The Ganga, it comes. I've been at the very beginning where Ganga comes out from the glacier. It's just a little peep, like that. That is the birth. Then it comes down Ganga tree and down in the valleys. Then it's a star. Then it comes down on the plain. It goes very big, so full majestic like that, getting a fatty identity. Then it comes in close to the ocean, and where the Ganga goes into the ocean, they call it Ganga Saga. There's the ocean because it opens up very vast. Then it goes, ooh, what's happening? What is happening? Retreat a little bit, but it's too late. It has to go. Then, very soon, boof, becomes the ocean. No? But they say that every river has this fear, no, to dissolve into the ocean. That is how we are. You are afraid to dissolve. But in that dissolving, you become the whole ocean. That is the work of the Guru, to get you trust that. That can only happen out of a deep understanding and trust and love, no? Your own insight. So this is part of it, this insight you saw, that you call a vision. Don't hold on to that idea. That's the only thing now. Don't hold on to that idea. You can never be pure like me. Yes, you can, because I'm saying we're all the same. But that takes responsibility then. That's what I want you... I like to give you clarity, no? To give you eyes so you can see things as they are. Don't have any ideas that is different. I'm telling you straight, this is how it is, no? Don't hold yourself down. Accept the truth as it is. I like to, your own eyes, your own intelligence sees it. Then is the value to it. You have to accept it. This is, you say, beloved Guruji. Yes, and this must be in you. Yeah? This devotion, this understanding that the Guruji can heal you like that. Jesus said, eat me, drink me. No, why he said that? Because then the Guru, the Jesus, becomes part of you, no? There's no more separation. And when you eat the Master, you, and you taste him, when you get in tune, then you imbibe the Spirit. Then there's no separation. Yes, there's different bodies, but the essence is the same. That is the meeting. Nothing is there more in between. Mm-hmm. that this is melting, melting into the ocean, God's ocean. That is the meaning, that I love that saying, if this is dying, if this is that, let me die 1,000 times. Only the first time, then you are afraid, oh, I'm disappearing. Then after, let me die again. Then only first time is dying, then is deathlessness. May everyone melt into the ocean. Aum Shanti. Oh, dear. How is it going? Is it good now?